Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Wow.
What?
Just... We're about to do a podcast.
We sure are.
It's just really a current, you know, it's just like, I don't know, you just take a second to like breathe and you're like, okay, we made it on time. It's going to go down.
Yep. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast, episode 282. What's up, it's your boy, the Ted Smith. We'll be hosting this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me, actually, to the right of me. He's always here, unless he's somewhere in Southeast Asia riding on two wheels. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
The Dow Jones Industrial Average took a hit this morning as warehouse fulfillment workers vowed they will not return to work until demands for better conditions are met. Shares of the podcast hitting record highs today as investors pouring it on ahead of the podcast party. Holidays in full swing and Ted holding court in a white tux at the WAC. Will Ted bring back the white tux this weekend? We'll find out at 6:30.
All right, back down the wheels of steel. Get the studio all set up. Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
How you doing?
Well, fine.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, fine. Technically, it was a white jacket, not a white tux.
Was it a tux jacket?
Right, but a white tuxedo.
Right. I'm just asking a clarifying question.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, right. A white tux would involve pants.
Well, okay, let me ask you a secondary question. Were you wearing tuxedo pants?
I was.
So you're wearing tuxedo pants, tuxedo jacket. One white, one black.
Correct.
Black shirt, white tie? White shirt, black tie.
White shirt, black tie.
That's dope.
Actually, it looked really good. But yeah. If you Google a white tuxedo, it'll be a white tuxedo.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're wearing a tuxedo that included white.
It's a dinner jacket, if you will. But I will not be wearing it at the party, as it was clearly just a rental.
Yeah. Feeling a little under the weather today, Ted?
I am. We're going to make this quick. I really just want to pimp the party this week, and then we'll get into a couple things. But I have a cold and don't want to be here right now. And honestly, when I get a cold, I'm just in a bad mood. I'm like most dudes, like a bitch and moan. Like, right, we did a couple weekends ago when you were sick. So I'm just like, yeah, let's... Pardon my French. You want to get the fuck home.
All right, let's wrap it up, boys.
First thing, the party.
Saturday.
The party is Saturday, 3 to 6 of the Aurora Borealis in Shoreline. Like I said, Matt and I will be there bright and early at 3 o'clock. Cobb hopefully will be there sometimes before it ends, if the other business will allow. Yeah, that's about it. I'm going to try to order some food like I did for everybody last year. But again, you know, no big deal. Just a little get-together. Come say hello. If you've been before, you know how our parties go. They're pretty, and again, it's a get-together. It's not a party. It's early in the afternoon.
That's fair.
Pretty low-key. There'll be some drinks. There'll be some beverages. Hopefully my cold will be mostly done. I'll probably just have the cool lingering cough at that point.
Yeah, it's a cool space. We keep it pretty loose, you know?
Yeah, and they are having a show later on that night. So if you want to stay, it'll be $10. You can pay the cover and get there. Obviously, our party is free. You can just come on in. And I'll remind people, go to the back door, right? Because we're using the event space underneath. So the main entrance to the restaurant's up on 99. Come around to the back, and you'll see the entrance down there.
Yeah, it really is like a whole different setup on the backside.
You'll be very confused
if you walk into the restaurant. Have I been there? Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, the event space is dope.
Yeah. And I'm hoping. The problem is they have like three different menus. I was telling Matt, like, the chicken wings are only on the lunch menu and then like the game day menu. So I'm talking, I'm like, I want those wings, man. They're delicious.
Yeah, that's going to be, I know. And is there a game that day? Oh, college.
The only college game on this weekend is Army-Navy. Because all the other college games are off. So, like, basically this weekend's like college basketball. You'll have the Army-Navy game. And then when we're there, and that Army-Navy game kicks off at noon. So that Army-Navy game will be almost over. I don't think there'll be any college football on.
All right. Well, my guess is we're going to have most of the venue to ourselves. It's a big venue, so come hang with us. Should be fun.
Oh, no. It's all us. There's like an old lady painting thing during the day, and then they have the event at night. But we're the in-between. So it's a big space. I'm trying to think if the NFL's back on Saturday. Now, I don't think the NFL starts again until the next Saturday, right? Because when college ends, they start playing Saturday games. Yeah, they don't start this week. It's the week after. Everybody, if you can make it out to that, that'd be great to see you. I know the Asian Nori, I think, is coming.
Oh, she sent me a message. It'd be nice to see Zach, too. I didn't see him at Burning Man.
Was he there?
Yeah, as far as I know. His plan was to go last time I talked to him.
Yeah.
He stopped by the shop. We talked for a couple hours.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. I'm trying to think who else.
Be nice to see George.
Man, did I invite George? I'm not sure. I know Taryn's coming for a little bit.
That's going to be huge. Cool. Big pickup.
Yeah, Taryn will be there. Man, I feel bad now. Well, George listens.
George listens.
Yeah, so George will know. But I'm just like, man, I was hanging out with George a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I actually invited him.
Yeah, I had a good talk with George this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, George an all right guy. I feel like maybe,
I would say better than all right.
I feel like maybe now I could take him out of my phone as the Black Republican.
I mean, never change people's phone like thing. From whatever my first contact was, I keep it.
All right.
Sometimes I'll add to it if it needs a clarifying, you know, like a first initial of the last name or something to distinguish from someone else. But no, I never change, man. It's fun seeing what you have people in as.
What about when people say, hey, you know me now. Don't keep me in there. Is that?
I don't care.
Why are they looking at your phone?
Yeah, people get upset. I don't care. I like to stick with what I know them as because then it's way funnier like 15 years later, you know?
Yeah.
I have some great ones in there.
I've had a couple people ask me, and I was like, yeah, that's fail. I can change it.
Well, what did you have them in as?
Just like our buddy Dolan's. I just had like Sean from work. And he's like, you saw me as from work?
Oh,
we've been
dude,
friends for like
ones.
3 years. So I was like, yeah, that's a good point.
But you know him through work, man.
All right. So before we started this podcast, I was talking about, again, I am just in a bad mood. The Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein memes, which I was just saying, like, I don't get why it's so funny. Like, I don't know anybody that actually thinks that guy killed himself. So I was just saying, like, I don't understand the point of the memes and why people find them so funny. Like, who are you getting? So what is the point of the joke is my point.
Dude, real quick, just a final thought on the last topic. If you had someone in your phone as, like, Becky with the good hair, and then she lost all of her hair, would you change it?
Well, yeah, I'm not a dick like you. When people ask me to change it, I change it.
All right. So the
Do you know somebody that lost their hair?
No,
like from cancer?
No, I was thinking more like, you know, as I don't know. I was thinking about people being remembered for their best traits.
But not only
because usually it'll be like something funny or whatever. I don't know. Maybe I have a little more clever naming nomenclature in my phone or less harsh. But I've only had one person ever ask me to change it. Now they're pumped that they're still in there as what they originally were. But it's taken 6 months for them to accept it. Anyway, okay. Right. So the Epstein thing.
Yeah.
The memes are annoying the hell out of you, right?
Right. So I just said, I'll reiterate, I don't understand why it's funny. Like, nobody thinks he killed himself. So I that's my point. What is the point of the joke? Who are you getting?
Yeah, and I think...
And you said you had a different idea
on
it.
Well, previous to the podcast, you said, I don't know who it's for, were the words you used. That's right, right?
Yeah.
So I think, I hear you. I mostly agree, but I said I disagree so we could have something to talk about. The part I disagree, though, I agree with...
Tread lightly with me, man. I'm not in a good mood. Like, I had other ideas. I'm trying to be nice here.
Take it easy. Well, no, man. We can talk about something else if you'd like.
No, go ahead.
Okay. All I was going to say is, I think that initially, obviously, the meme is played out, and that's the problem with the internet, is it gets like that internet hug of death. As things move through the adoption, cycle, things start off, and typically, especially being in radio or being someone who does creative work, you're going to hear about those things earlier. As they move through the mainstream, you tire of them, and then it seems like there's a really long tail on them. But I think initially, the reason that people were propagating this meme is because you were saying, who's it for? I think initially, it was to call attention to the fact that there's a dark hand in politics that makes things happen and then tries to cover them up, and people are frustrated with it. This is a very obvious example of that, and a way for people to basically cite that, something fishy went on there, and it's pretty unlikely that he committed suicide, and the powers that be wanted to keep things in control, and they are getting away with illegal crimes that other people, A, aren't privy to, and B, aren't capable of. And so I think that's why it had the legs that it did. And then I think the reason you're getting annoyed is because it takes a long time to work its way through that, trend
cycle.
But
I'm fine with the cat, the lady yelling at the cat. I can deal with jokes that are old. I can say that's an old joke. You brought in the word politics. So that's my point. So what side is saying, like I tell people, this is more than politics. You're talking about royalty, being involved in this. You're talking about billionaires being involved in this.
Royalty is politics.
They don't have much to do with politics at all.
Well, that's literally a political system of control.
But my point is, you're dealing with an upper echelon. Like, are you getting the Dems? Are you getting the Republicans? Like, who, I guess that's my point of the joke again. I don't understand if it is, to me, it's above politics. Like, these are, I don't think our government's run by some secret hand, except billionaires. So I guess that's kind of my question, is like, if it's political, then aren't political jokes usually jabbing at one side or the other?
Oh, I see. You're saying like it's not partisan.
My point is, it's not fucking funny.
I agree that it's not funny.
It's not funny at all. That's my point. Like, we all agree on this one. So that, I guess that's kind of my point. Like, why are we still doing it? And people think it's hilarious. And I've had my Republican friends are just like, oh, that's a good one, huh? And then like my bleeding heart liberal friends are like, this is a good one. I'm like, right, but your jokes are generally about each other. So I don't understand who the joke is for.
Well, I think I don't know who it's for, but I know who. I guess it's for everybody who's not in the oligarchy, and it's against that top 0.01% that is bipartisan or non. They're not on either side of the aisle. That though they're not colluding together, they are the black hand underpinning the economy. So even though they're not in an active conspiracy, they still each, in working for their own interests, are also not intentionally working for the interests of other oligarchs, i.e. things like the wealth tax, the inheritance tax, the gifting tax, keeping things like that low, keeping the capital gains tax low, stuff like that, and then doing things that are above the law that they don't get punished for. So I think that's what people's what the initial outrage is about, and the reason that this meme has had so much legs is because people are frustrated that there seem to be two sets of rules, one for people who have billions of dollars and one for everyone else.
I think people just aren't funny. And I think I think both sides think they're zigging each other.
Yeah, that could be the case. I mean,
it's like Whitey Bulger. Like, Whitey Bulger was a famous criminal. He gets sent to a jail and then gets murdered within like a day.
Got his eyes ripped out.
Yeah, like, obviously, I think both sides of the government were fine with that one. Nobody seemed to care. We don't hear about that one anymore. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Epstein thing, I'm just like, yeah, like, I don't know. I would prefer to see something actually happen, but, like, nothing's gonna happen. I don't know. That's just my frustration. Again, I'm just in a bad mood, but I'm just like, when people keep posting, I'm just like, why?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason, yeah, I pretty much said, yeah, I agree with you. I mean,
yeah. And to be honest with you, too, we have systems where everything works that way. It's the God's honest truth.
What do you mean?
Go to court. You know who wins in court? The side that has the most money.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Right? Go to your HR department. See what happens.
What do you mean?
Well, most HR departments, I mean, like Matt Lauer. People went to the HR department, but it didn't matter. Matt Lauer's powerful than you. He's got more money. NBC has more money to lose. So I'm saying for most people, like, go to your regular HR department. File a complaint against your boss. Your boss probably makes a lot more than you do and manages the company.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's going to happen.
See, now I feel like you're making my case for me, which is that's people are as frustrated as you are, and that's why the meme had so much initial power. It's because it's a microcosm that highlights a much bigger issue, which is that there's two sets of rules. You know,
it is. I'm just saying my frustration with it is most of the people I see posting it or whatever are people that always post political stuff. And I'm just like, hey, hello, McFly. We all agree on this one.
Yeah, it's pretty played out, too.
Yeah. Now, with that said, the woman screaming at the cat, I could watch all day long. Still I love that cat. Meme. Yeah. Solid. I'm just like,
I will say memes, I feel like they'll get weaker. Like the ones I've seen posted of the woman and the cat, I feel like they were super funny at first. And they're getting more like they're getting less like sharp and original and more sort of like longer. Like, dude, you know what's a great example? Whatever that song was, the Harlem Shake videos. The first couple that came out on YouTube were dope. And then like a local fire department doing it, it's kind of cool. And then like a local like group of teachers would do it. And then it like slowly like worked its way, you know, where like it was just like random people who it just. They like didn't put that much effort into it. Same with Eye of the Tiger or whatever that song is by Katy Perry.
Roar.
We got the Roar. Thank you.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger is from
schools were making
Rocky.
Them, and then they kind of like the first like 10 were fire, and then it was like kind of petered out because they see those other ones, and then they want to do it. It's like a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy as it moves through, you know, the adoption curve and the populace.
Yeah, if you want one way to annoy me quickly. Just be like, hey, good news. We're all going to learn a group dance together. And I like to dance. I dance more on Friday night than I have in a long time. I like to dance. But, right, like, you want to learn a group dance together? Out.
So you're not a Soulja Boy fan?
Oh, don't even start me with Soulja Boy. I had to explain to somebody once, like, you know what that term means.
I actually don't. Oh, was it related to, like, African soldier children?
You know about Superman and a hoe?
I know what that. I mean, I don't actually
know. That soldier boy. Oh, right?
I don't know what Superman and a hoe is.
What? Matt?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I expect more out of you two.
I don't spend my free time Supermaning hoes like you do, Ted.
You probably have. Matt, you're going to have to edit this out.
Put that evil on me.
Badly. I don't know how you do.
All right, yeah.
So it'd be if, let's say you and a lady, you're both, you're having sex, but you're both watching the TV. So you know what position you're in.
Oh, were you waiting for me to nod? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, I don't know if there's any way to describe this. Maybe something ends up on her back that could be a little sticky, and then you would put a sheet on there, and in theory, when she gets up to walk away, now she looks like Superman.
All right.
That's what that term means. It just amazed me. They like teach that dance to like kids in school and stuff. Like, I don't know. Maybe we should have looked this up.
Here's a real question. How do you know that?
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, man. What a great project that was.
I take that back. I don't even think that was Urban Dictionary, right? Because that song's like 12 years old. There's just some things you knew.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people had to watch Chappelle until they found it with Skeet, Skeet, Skeet Men.
Really?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Right? So to say like some of those things. That's funny you brought up the Soulja Boy thing. Honestly, I hate that f***ing song with a passion.
You know who would never teach you a group dance?
Epstein, I know.
Sean DePaul.
Oh, I thought you were going to go. I was like, are we going back to Epstein, whatever. God, that guy, that's the other thing, too. The guy's a famous child molester. Nobody cares. He's a billionaire.
It is a wild story, a mystery slash adventure story, hearing about the weird, you know, there's so many missing pieces of his life, like the owner of Victoria's Secret slash Limited slash Abercrombie gifting him a $14 million mansion. Like just the, like he has his own private island, 16 flights with Bill Clinton, you know, like just a very
parties
bizarre,
with Trump,
complex,
Prince Andrew.
Yeah, very bizarre, complex story with photos. I mean, it's tabloid gold. And ultimately, I think the reason that the sexual nature of it isn't bigger is because, you know, he is no longer alive for the trial. And I think you know, obviously that many people believe that's intentional, because when the trial goes down, that's when all the news coverage really is big, like the OJ trial. You know, that was every night, man. You know, I'm sure you remember that. It was like leading news every night, what was happening. And so, you know, you bring someone like Epstein into a trial like that, and it includes some of the world's most upper echelon powerful elites. You know, a lot of people's names are going to get dragged through the mud. So, you know, was there a motive? I would say so. Did he kill himself? I honestly don't know. I don't know enough about the case.
Yeah.
You follow OJ on Twitter, Ted?
I do not.
He lost today, right?
Huh?
I believe OJ lost his appeal. No, and I'm sorry. That's embarrassing. I was thinking of Bill Cosby. Just lost his appeal.
I do not follow OJ. I try not to give him any more attention than that double murderer needs.
Yeah. The replies are pretty funny to his videos where he's just like, he's a psycho. He's just talking about football and his fantasy team, and like, it's fun to watch the people reply.
Wait, are we talking about multi-time Pro Bowler, first person to rush 2,000 yards in a season, OJ?
Heisman winner.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can just tell you're not having any of it today.
I'm not today.
Never mind, dude.
But OJ, was a piece of shit before he ever committed those murders. You know what I mean? But same thing. Everybody liked OJ. OJ was rich and famous. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
So. All right, Cobb, read some emails.
Oh, buddy. All right. To the greatest podcast in all the land. This is my first time emailing in, and I'm a new listener. Been catching up on older episodes, and I always listen to you when I'm at the gym. I'm a newer mom, and right now I'm working on getting my pre-baby body back, and you guys totally motivate me. Thank you for the laugh. The laughs, you guys rock. Lauren.
Word. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, you know what? I have one in here. Somebody sent me just to mine. First time emailer here. I started listening to Greatest Podcast in all the land.
All the land.
About 2 months ago, I've already made it back as far as episode 150.
Wow.
Wanted to let you guys know I started listening to your podcast. Helped me tremendously to relax, have a good laugh, and reflect on life and decisions I'm making to be a better person. This might not help you relax this week, mate. I truly enjoy listening and stoked to meet all of y'all on Saturday. I see myself as in all of you, even though we've never met, considering you all are friends of mine, as weird as that sounds. Keep up the good work, boys. P.S. Matt, when I first started doing mushrooms like 5 years ago, I was living at a buddy's on East Sammamish. We used to walk the lake trail for hours and jump on the fence and sit on random people's docks. Great times.
Wow.
The same
fun.
Buddy is in a local metal band called I Am Infamy, and turns out they played a show you went to at the Belltown Yacht Club last week. Huh. I had just started listening to the cast and almost S myself when you said you had been there. P.S.S. Cobb, I was the awkward construction dude working on the bridge with long hair and tattoos who got popcorn from you last month.
Working on a bridge.
P.S.S.S. Ted, you're the man. I've listened to the men's room for 12 years or so. You never failed to supply me with laughter I needed it most. Signed, Fry, a.k.a. Fry Master, a.k.a. Fry Man Supreme. Fry, we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, that's an awesome email.
That's dope.
Are we good on emails?
We're good.
Oh, man, I could taste that NyQuil. By the way, does anybody else call it Quill?
Quill.
I call it Quill all the time, and somebody, Mike goes, who calls it Quill?
I call it Quill, but I do like change it depending on the company I'm in. Some people, you know, that's too much for them.
Yeah, when I say Quill, I only drink NyQuil when I'm actually sick. I just want to put that out there. But you know what? Real quick also, is it not shocking to you the amount of rappers dying from prescription drugs?
Wait, so have they said anything on Juice WRLD yet? Because my initial guess was promethazine.
No, the story I read today was that the
heart attack, right?
Well, what's the last thing you read on him?
The last thing I heard was my 17-year-old employee telling me that he died. That's it. I haven't read a single thing.
Okay, so they searched his plane when he landed because the private pilot said before they landed, called the cops. So they found 70 pounds of marijuana in vacuum-sealed bags on the plane.
Love it.
And then...
why not, man? Famous rapper on your own plane.
No, I know. I do, too.
But that's just... But that's also what killed him, because apparently they had a bunch of pills on there, and he swallowed a bunch of Percocet at once.
Well, I don't think that's a... Okay.
Well, I mean, that's...
No, I'm saying I don't think that's fair to say that's what killed him, because we were talking about the weed, and that I was pro.
Wait, 70 pounds? Come on, dude. Nobody needs to move 70 pounds of weed for personal use. Like, they were...
Well, yeah, it's not personal. You got an entourage, man. It's a famous rapper.
70 pounds.
That's like, what, two parties? Maybe three? Yeah. These are long tours, Ted, so you got to buy them bulk, man. It's like Costco.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. The moving of the drugs is what ended up killing him, because he swallowed a bunch of pills because they knew the cops were coming. If they hadn't had the weed on the plane like that,
What?
Oh, the pilot called the cops
and said, hey, when we land, you need to be here.
I thought you were saying, I totally misunderstood what you just said. I thought you were saying that he was going into some sort of a medical issue, like cardiac arrest, and so the pilots called the emergency line to have someone there when they landed to give him treatment.
No, that's why I know what you were saying. That's why I was trying to help you. Saying like, no, it's not really funny about the weed. That's what killed him.
Help me, help you.
Had all this drugs on the plane. So when the cops showed up, he swallowed a bunch of pills, and he doesn't even make it through the airport before he's dead.
Was he under arrest going through the airport?
I mean, as soon as they get to the plane, dude, he's foaming at the mouth and stuff. So, I mean, I don't think they put him in cuffs. They just were trying to save his life at that point.
Wow.
Yeah, and bottles of... So my point is, it's just like Mac Miller died from tainted pills with fentanyl. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or people drinking syrup, the seizures. I mean, it's not hard to tell people having seizures, right? Lil Wayne does this stuff, you know? So it's just odd to me right now. Like, we know who are making the drugs.
Yeah.
I thought... That's why I was saying promethazine, because I thought that it was drug-related, but I thought that... Well, I mean, I guess he did technically do it to himself, but I thought they were, like, partying or whatever, and then it just, you know, was too much for him. So do you any idea what he took, have they said?
Percocets.
Okay, so he swallowed a bunch of Percocets. A mouthful of Percocets.
Yeah, and they don't know, as I was saying. Like, again, 70 pounds of weed. Like, this wasn't, like, personal use stuff. There was, like, 8 bottles of codeines. I think they just freaked out and started taking a bunch of it.
Wow.
How do you get, I mean, you know, what's the pilot's culpability in this?
Not much.
Were they flying, like, just from one state to another?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's interesting to think about, because it's a privately hired aircraft, right? The pilot maybe works for him, maybe works for someone else. You know, like if you're in an Uber, for instance, and you have a beer in the back. I mean, this is a...
Yeah, if the guy stops, I mean, you really shouldn't.
Right.
If the driver... But I'm saying, you had 70 pounds of weed, dude.
Yeah. It's obviously a question of degrees. I'm curious. You know, I'd be curious to know what the setup was with that plane and why the pilot felt like being a narc was the move.
Well, that's a whole other conversation. But he's not snitching. He's not part of their crew. He's a pilot who is now involved in a major felony across state lines. Like, yep. Look, I'm with you. You shouldn't tell. Like, I'm not down with that, but I'm like, I don't blame the pilot for just saying, hey, there's a lot of drugs on this plane that shouldn't be here.
Right.
I mean, he's just doing his job. I would also say, if you hire, like, he's in the cockpit, like, maybe hide stuff a little bit better.
That's true. I also feel like the pilot has the... I don't know that he has a moral obligation to call the cops. What I would say is he also had the option of landing anywhere and being like, get the F off my plane. Depending on the agreement. That's what I'm saying. Was it Juice WRLD's plane? Was it Juice WRLD's pilot? Or was it, you know, some sort of, you know, they have like jet share, net jets and stuff like that.
From what I could tell, they hired a private plane. They brought all the drugs on there. The pilot calls, says, hey, the cops are going to be here. The cops show up. I mean, he obviously didn't tell them he called the cops. The cops show up. They freak out. He swallows the pills. Again, the guy's dead. My whole point is just stop doing f***ing prescription drugs.
Yeah, seriously.
I think, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting down on juice. Like, I'm not saying the guy's a criminal or not. I'm just saying, like, at a certain point, you know what I mean? Like, we've been through this with other drugs, and we throw them in jail, right? So you got a lot of people abusing these drugs, and it's like, right, like, these are all legal drugs. I just think it's sad. And then people getting mixed up with bad pills that end up with fentanyl. You know, Mac Miller died from this, right? Like, that's what I said. You know, you got Lil Wayne having seizures on plane, like drinking lean, you know, it's not cool.
Dude, it's super not cool. And there's that really good song that Macklemore did like way back in the day. Other Side, I want to say. Really good song about codeine.
Yeah. All right, Matt.
Oh,
there you go.
Hey,
what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt means.
Hey,
what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa.
Check out with what's Mattin'.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattin'?
Check out with what's Mattin'.
Let's see. This weekend, Friday night, Lance and Nolan came over. We meandered through Ballard for a number of hours. Had poke for the first time. Big
really?
Fan. Yeah.
All right.
Saturday, I went and saw Andrew Schultz, comedian.
Where at?
Very funny, up at Neptune.
All right.
Two sold-out shows there. He's doing really well. And then Sunday, I went over to Jake, one of my buddies, plays guitar in 10 Miles Wide. He's in a bunch of bands, but that's one I talk about on this podcast all the time. I think he's going to be at the party on Saturday.
Nice.
He's right by there. And we watched football and made lamb chops and Brussels sprouts and snacks. You know, I went over there for the Seahawks game, but that didn't go very well. So it was a good thing I was hanging out with friends and having good food and
that
stuff.
That Saints game, that Saints Niners game was awesome.
Yeah, I watched that at home.
Yeah, that was the best game I've seen in a while.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then I caught like the second half of the Patriots and Chiefs with him and then the Seahawks. And then we had dinner. So
yeah, Seahawks just got beat. Like I said earlier, that before we went on the air, like that was just a bad game plan. Penny goes out. Like that's just tough stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the weekend.
All right. Well, remind everybody, 3 to 6, Saturday, Aurora Borealis, and I guess it's about that time.
Cob topic.
Cob topic.
Some people listen to these things when they come out. Other people wait weeks, days, weeks, months, even sometimes years. So this one is for the people who are listening to it on December 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Boys, the cob topic this week. What last-minute Christmas gift is always a winner? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com, or hit us up on the Twitter machine, even if it's 2 years from now.
Friends, family? Like, what age group?
I don't know. Just a nice little go-to. I mean, it could be anything, and you can explain who it's good for or whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's kind of a wide range.
Yeah.
You don't like follow-up questions, huh? Ironic.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like... I don't really think, well, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, it's just general. I mean, something like, you know, really good chocolate, something, you know.
Man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the people I buy gifts for. Like, I don't know, buying a gift for you would be a little bit different than buying, like, my niece and nephew are old enough now.
I feel like things that can be eaten, generally speaking, is a great last-minute gift. Something fresh and edible.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I have one go-to gift. I will say Matt gives very good gifts, but I think part of that is just like you got to know the person too. It's like 1 year Matt just got me like a bunch of socks, which sounds weird, but they were like specific brand of socks I really liked and had mentioned it. You know what I mean?
Socks are always appreciated.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a go-to gift. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd say gift cards because that's probably the thing I give out the most.
Yeah. I like little upgrades for people's lives also. Like something like a bidet would be a weird one, but that in that genre of like, you know, a little thing that they constantly complain about, like the CD player in their car is broken. So like fixing it for them or something like that.
Yeah. I thought of both of those things, but a bidet is kind of a tough last minute thing to get. Need at least 2 days to get it on Amazon Prime. I don't even know what the price range and availability on things like that are, like the Home Depot or whatever.
Cookies? Homemade cookies?
Homemade cookies are a hit. I know that for a fact. My mom got me an Uber gift card for my birthday. That was a pretty nice little surprise. I feel like something like Uber would be super practical these days, especially if it's one of my friends that lives in the city.
Yeah, actually, my parents got me a Whole Foods gift card one time, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
What's yours, Cobb?
I feel like I threw out like 10. But I would say really good chocolate.
Like Milk Bordeaux from See's Candy?
I really haven't been into a See's Candy. Well, but
Milk Bordeaux is the best, and those variety packs are a letdown.
I used to like those giant 1 pound chocolate bars they had at Trader Joe's. Oftentimes Costco has some really exotic chocolates. There's a couple of chocolate places right by Pike Place that have decent stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you show up to somebody's house, you'd bring them chocolates as like a gift, but I don't know that I would like mail chocolates across the country.
Well, last minute is not mailing. Yeah, I'm talking like something you think of like, oh, my coworker needs something and I'm walking in, you know?
He makes me a bad person. I don't know if I have enough last minute gift people I would give something to.
Yeah, I kind of adopted.
That's why I was asking, like, well, I mean, I give my niece and nephew gifts to my mom and dad, but
I don't get all my friends' gifts all the time for birthdays or Christmas. I kind of like do it when I see something that makes me think of them as I live my life. You know, I just found, I don't know if that's because I just, maybe someday I'll be way richer and I'll be like, you know, sweet, let's go on a shopping spree. But yeah, anytime that I've gotten someone a gift, I don't consistently give gifts to all my friends every birthday or Christmas. And sometimes it's not even on those days. I'll just see something that makes me think of whoever. And I'm like, got to get that for so-and-so. And then if Christmas or I know their birthday's coming up soon, I'll use that as an excuse. But I also, I'm always like, I don't get presents every present getting giving opportunity, just so we're clear. I just saw this to remind me of you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, I guess food would do the best. But yeah, I would go gift card, but that's just what I do. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the same way with like Joe's wife. By the way, did you bring those? You did. You bastard. Well, Joe's wife is...
the dip, man. You're good.
Yeah, but you... I know, but they used to be my thing, bringing the...
Dude,
the
you're already a part of that family, man. Some of us are still knocking at the door.
I was wondering. I was like, who took my move here?
Yeah.
But the macaroons. Yeah, so you're right. Food. Food would be the only thing I could think of that quickly. Yeah. All right. So we told you about the party. Generally, I end this on a joke, but I found out something in the middle of this is not funny at all. And we brought up his name earlier. So instead of doing the normal out cue, I would just say, George, I can speak for all three of us. We love you. And... probably won't see you Saturday, but stay strong, and we'll talk to you soon. So, yeah, there's 282.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.